You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Hybrid Rose with Dial Tone. Kia ora, Rose. How are you this morning?
Good morning. What a nice way to sort of amp up the interview with Dial Tone.
I reckon. That is a song that honestly just comes into my head at random times of the day, and I'm never mad about it. It's such a hype track. I love it so much. We're very pleased to have you on the show, Rose. It's always lovely to catch up and hear what you've been working on. And you've just put out a brilliant new single called Fantasy, with a video as well, which is awesome.
What?
I believe.
When did the video come?
Tell us a wee bit about what you've been cooking up.
I've been cooking a lot of pasta. I've been cooking a lot. I've got the album coming out soon. I've also been working on a lot of visuals. I feel very visual at the moment with the music. It's been very fun. I've also got a remix for Fantasy coming out soon. I just got a text from the remixers saying they're listening in, so Sam, I see you. Don't you come for me like that. There's going to be a remix for Fantasy that's going to have a video too. And just lots of music. No sleep,
just music. It's what we like to hear. It's been amazing music that you've put out so far. I mean, we've always loved your stuff here at BFM, but there's something about the new things that you're doing that are a massive level up in terms of just, like, I think the whole concept that you've put into this. The video for this new one is brilliant. Tell us a wee bit about this visual world you're working in, because it does seem to be a big through line for this project.
Yeah, okay, well, I just want to say really quickly that the best way to put it is that I'm not taking myself seriously right now.
Cool.
I've been, in the past, I've sort of been wanting to cater to a more like New Zealand-oriented electronic consumer audience, because like people love electronic music on the radio at the moment, which is cool. But this time, I'm just having fun. I'm laughing at myself. I'm laughing at the execution of things. Mm-hmm. It's just a good time. I have a great team of like friends and collaborators around me at the moment. And I had a Zoom call with one of the collaborators, Hazel, about the album after I finished it. And she was like, Rose, you have to do more than just the music this time. You have to really like give it a full execution and just create a world, create do promo differently, like try to push yourself out there, because this is like worth it. And I didn't think so
it's nice to have friends who can push you in the right direction a little bit.
Yeah, and she works with artist management, so I sort of trust her opinion.
Yeah it is a really strong world that you're building around this, and I think the more we hear from you and the more we hear from people that you are working with, we had Jay Vonci on the show last week talking about his wonderful album, which I know you produced. And I mean, even that collaboration there, it makes so much sense. And it sort of, in my mind, kind of expands this incredible electronic music community that you are all, you know, breathing so much life into. What does it feel like at the moment for you as an electronic artist? One of those sort of cursed terms, but you know, as someone making electronic music right now, because I think it's interesting what you say about like there's a particular maybe sound that more commercial radio is wanting to hear from quote unquote electronic music. What would you describe, I guess, the type of music you're making as, and what your friends and your peers are making as?
Okay, so I'm so glad you asked because I've been wanting to talk to someone about this actually. So I'm so grateful for Jay Vonci. He is probably one of my favorite people to work with at the moment, just because like there's no one else in New Zealand, at least that I've seen, who's queer and is doing pop music or like electronically influenced pop, because pop music at the moment in New Zealand is very band based and there's a lot of guitar, and that's cool, but that's not my strong point. So having other people who also do that, and then meeting Jay at a gig and just like really connecting over like the same inspirations and influences, just like it struck a really interesting spark in my system that I didn't think I had. So having being able to collaborate with him and like go out and have a good time together, go out for dinner and be fabulous and go see movies and just do cute shit outside of the collaborations is cool. And Sam, who's from Canada, he's doing cool pop music. He's got a bunch of cool artist projects in the works. Hazel's from America. We've also got Jason Parker, who was in Wellington but is now in Auckland. And just like we made the best song together. It's so genius. If you liked Dial Tone, Gorgeous, the song is just gonna just blow your mind.
It's so good.
It's so good. And I think nowadays, I guess I'm like sort of moving towards the pop genre. I'm trying to be more of a pop musician because I feel like that's where I seem to be thriving creatively at the moment. And so I want to move into more of a pop genre for myself.
I think that's really interesting as well, because when you say pop, I think maybe what like some people might think of as pop and what you're making, I mean, it's absolutely pop, but it's still got this fantastic weirdness to it, which I think is what makes it stand out. It's just sounding so unlike anything else, and it's fun and it's funny and it's got like this gorgeous sense of humor to all the tracks. Like Dial Tone is, it's hilarious. Like it feels like talking to a friend, you know, before you're going out to a party or something. Like there's something about this kind of persona or character that you're putting out there that is really like just a joy to sort of tune into. And I wanted to ask you about these billboards. We got a text from Hunter, who's one of our DJs here this morning, being like, please ask Rose about the billboards. I saw one in Kingsland this weekend. I haven't actually seen one yet, so do you want to describe what the billboards are, please, Rose?
Hunter, I'm gonna get you out. So the poster
I love it so much.
The posters are my favorite thing about this release strategy so far. So basically, my voice is cracking. I'm going crazy. So I've been seeing these memes of like people editing themselves as like the hot singles in your area, like ads.
Yes.
And that's what inspired the song creatively, was those ads. And so I was good. Like, well, if I'm going to market the song, I'm going to do it right. So I took the cover of the single cover photo shoot. And because they look so corny and campy and like stupid, I took that picture and put, Do you like hot female musicians? You can find them in your area now. Stream Fantasy by Hybrid Rose.
It's so good.
They're all over Wellington. They're all over Christchurch. There's this massive like super poster in Wellington on Taranaki Street. Oh. And I saw it on the way to uni yesterday and I was like, oh my, what am I doing? I am a psychopath. This is crazy.
I think that's so fun. And I also think it's a really, like, it's quite brave as well to just chuck those out there and be like, yep, this is how it's going to be. But it fits the world that you've built, and it fits this track so well. When we're talking about the album that you're working towards here, what can people expect from it, Rose?
You can expect exactly what you're getting from these singles. The way I would describe it isn't a word I can probably say on radio, so I'm going to spell it. It's K-U-N-T.
Nice.
It's synonymous to being fabulous, epic, prissy, wonderful, like, and that's exactly what this is. And that's what you're saying, like, this new personality, it's very influenced by that word of just being like, just feeling really campy and high femme and just not, you know, like hearing what other people are saying. And it's just a good time. And I love it.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, we love it too. Rose, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning about all the music you're working on at the moment. I think we better listen to Fantasy now. And folks better keep their eyes out for those posters around their neighborhood, I reckon.
they're chaotic. If you see them, take a picture and tag me on Instagram. I would love to see it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, anytime, Rose. Have a lovely rest of your day. See you.
Thank you. You too. See ya.
I could be cute. I could be soft. I could be nothing. I could be a lot. You could turn me on. You could turn me off. But I won't self-destruct. Transform into what you want me to be. A psychokinetic entity. You will never get to meet me. Baby, I am just your fantasy. A figment of your reality. I'll become your ultimate fantasy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.